News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, huge day for the Camogie Association today. They're holding a special congress later this evening at Croke Park to vote on whether players should have the choice to wear shorts or skirts. We're joined by Lorraine Bray, Waterford Camogie team player. Lorraine, thanks indeed for talking to us. Are you optimistic there'll be a positive outcome tonight?
I'm really hopeful that it's going to be a positive outcome. I think everyone has seen the push on social media as of lately, and look, we're hoping that the players' voice is going to be heard this evening, and we're looking forward to a positive outcome. And I suppose we're just looking forward to drive on now in the All-Ireland Championship and move forward from this.
Yeah, and look, I know as a player, all you'll want to do is concentrate on what's happening on the pitch. Is it unthinkable at this stage that it would be anything other than a positive vote?
I think so at this stage, with even the amount of people who've backed us since this has come about and us voicing our concerns for change, I think it's inevitable in the end, to be honest. And I think it just has to happen. There is no choice about it, that it going forward, that players need to have the choice whether they want to wear a skirt or if they want to wear shorts.
The Camogie Association has taken a lot of stick over recent weeks. To be fair to it, it has acted pretty promptly, and it has reacted to what you've been saying and got this special Congress sorted. Does it deserve credit for that, or should we not have been in this situation in the first place?
Yeah, look, I suppose there's rules there as well for them to be followed. Look, we're happy that the motion was brought forward. And I think, look, it's come to the vote now, and we're hoping that from that now that the change can come from that. And then we can all move forward in a positive direction together.
Yeah, fair enough. When is you obviously took a stance in relation to your Munster final game, which was obviously called off, deferred a day in advance. Do you have a date for that match yet?
No, we haven't got a date yet. I do struggle to see where they're going to fit it in the schedule between the All-Ireland series and all. So it's very disappointing in that sense. It would have been our second Munster final for Waterford. So, you know, it's
a big deal
for us. Yeah. It was very disappointing, and I do struggle to see when it's going to be rescheduled. But as I said, I suppose our eyes now are all on the All-Ireland series, and we have to kind of put that to the back of our mind at the minute.
We were chatting about this on the show a little bit earlier, and I was making the point, and you may disagree, so feel free to disagree if you wish, but I was just making the point, I hope everyone who's been so vocal on this issue, who are not involved in Camogie, will now get behind Camogie and, you know, go to games, really follow through with that support and support the actual sport and go to matches, go to some of these All-Ireland Series games. Am I being unfair? Am I being too cynical in making that point?
No, I think, in fairness, a lot of people who've got vocal about it, I think some of them have younger children, even maybe involved in the sport and stuff. So I think they might know a lot about the sport in general, but it would be brilliant, obviously, to get more people supporting Camogie and get the numbers up. But I do think it has definitely brought more awareness to the sport as well, amongst all this. And I hope that it will definitely get more people involved in following the Camogie.
Two last quick questions. Did it matter that some of the counties weren't willing to kind of take a stand on this, that some of them voted, for example, and obviously that's their right, that some of them voted that no, they're happy to play in skirts. Did that matter to you at all as a player, as a team who had taken a stand?
Not particularly. I suppose at the end of the day, we're going to be focusing on ourselves. And look, everyone within our camp is pro shorts, I suppose, but what we're all pro is choice. And like, if any team wants to wear skirts, they can wear skirts. If half of them want to wear skirts and half of them want to wear shorts, it's all about the choice. And that's what we're pushing.
So your first game in the championship, final question, your first game in the championship in the All-Ireland series, I should say, is coming up on 31st of May. Do you envisage yourself togging out in shorts come that game?
Yeah, definitely. I think with the massive push we've put on it, shorts is the only way forward for us. And just to have to be comfortable and confident going out onto the pitch is priority for us as well. So, yeah, hopefully we look forward to wearing shorts on that day.
OK, we'll leave it there. Lorraine Bray, Waterford Camogie player, thank you and best of luck to you in the All-Ireland series. But thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.